Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, MicroStrategy is buying more Bitcoin, Batman, NFTs, and OpenSea and Solana. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, everyone. Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. I said yesterday, I was so amped yesterday. I was just super amped on the coffee that I got. Thank you again for sending the coffee. Today I had the coffee, but I didn't sleep well, so I'm a little low energy today. I'm going to try to keep it up. I'm going to try to pick it up. I'm going to try to give you what you need this morning in the daily crypto news and the crypto prices. So let's get straight into it.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And I'm recording this at 10:40 a.m. Eastern's Daylight Savings Time. I always want to say Eastern Standard Time. I probably slurred a little bit there because I was trying to force Eastern Daylight Savings Time out of my mouth. We have Bitcoin sitting at $47,265, down 1.3% in 24, still up 12.3 in 7. Ethereum's at $3,399, down 1.8% in 24, still up 15% in 7. We're okay, guys. We're okay. Tether's number 3. Binance Coin is at $437, down 0.7% in 24. And USDC is number 5. Rounding off the top 10, we have XRP, Cardano, Luna, Solana, and Avalanche. Total market cap, we're at $2.14 trillion, a BTC dominance of 41.9% and an ETH dominance of 19.1%. And now, it's time for Coin of the Day. Our Coin of the Day today is Bitcoin Cash, ticker BCH. Ranked number 26 on CoinMarketCap. Its price right now is $381.36, up 0.4% in 24. Its market cap is $2.75 billion. Its fully diluted market cap is $8 billion. 91% is in circulation. Now, it is a fork of Bitcoin, and it's the same max supply as Bitcoin, so that means 21 million coins only will ever exist. Bitcoin Cash's all-time high was set 4 years ago at $4,355.62. It's down 91% since then. Its all-time low was 3 years ago at $75. It's up 400% since then. You can buy it pretty much everywhere because it is number 26 on CoinMarketCap. So no need to go through all the exchanges. Just rest assured, no matter where you are in the world, you probably can get some Bitcoin Cash. What is Bitcoin Cash? Well, from CoinMarketCap, Bitcoin Cash is a peer-to-peer electronic cash system that aims to become sound global money with fast payments, micro fees, and privacy, and also high transaction capacity, meaning big blocks. In the same way that physical money, such as the dollar bill, is handed directly from a person, Bitcoin Cash is a payment system that is sent from one person to another. And if you guys all know, this was the big fork of Bitcoin back in, was it 2017? Yes, it was 2017. I think something like July or August. And everybody who was hodling Bitcoin at the time got equal amounts of Bitcoin Cash. So everybody was like, oh, now I have, you know, if I had one Bitcoin, I have one Bitcoin Cash. And when Bitcoin Cash went to $4,000, you're like, oh, I just got $4,000 out of thin air. That's amazing. And this was basically pioneered by Roger Ver. And Roger Ver is an OG Bitcoin hodler. He did not like the developments of Bitcoin and the direction of Bitcoin. And he always advocated that Bitcoin should develop differently and develop in a way that was kind of like in the spirit of the Bitcoin white paper by Satoshi Nakamoto. He didn't think Bitcoin was developing that way. And so he wanted to make sure that Bitcoin was a peer-to-peer system of transacting. So he wanted to make bigger blocks and low fees and make it fast and so on and so forth. Well, anyway, he forked Bitcoin and made Bitcoin Cash. And, well, we see how that's going for him. Bitcoin is still the king. And, well, somebody didn't like what Roger Ver was doing. And then they forked Bitcoin Cash, which we heard before with Bitcoin SV. So, anyway, that's Bitcoin Cash, CoinMarketCap's 26, number 26, ticker BCH. That's the coin of the day. Moving into today's headlines. Lionel Messi has signed a deal reportedly worth $20 million to promote a fan token platform, Socios, on the world stage. As a brand ambassador, Messi will participate in several promotional and educational campaigns. The first campaign tagline will be "Be More," and will be used to onboard users to the Socios platform. Decrypt has reached out to Socios, by the way, to confirm the details of this additional marketing campaign, as well as the price tag for the agreement. And we will update you when we know and hear back from Socios. But Socios, they have fan tokens, and they are Ethereum-based cryptocurrencies tied to popular soccer teams. These fan tokens are similar to governance tokens in the world of decentralized finance, with hodlers enjoying privileges such as exclusive benefits and voting rights. What are they voting on, and what are the benefits? Well, I will tell you right now. These tokens give hodlers the ability to vote on things like introduction music before kickoff, and which jersey a team will wear for matches. I don't, if you're a soccer fan, this could be cool to you. I'm not spending my money to vote on, to be part of a voting or governance body of what music is going to be played or what jersey they wear. I could care less. What do you think? Let me know what you think. Matthew at decrypt.co. Do you want to hodl some of these tokens so you can vote on your favorite football team's kickoff music or their jerseys? Let me know. The web browser Opera announced today that it's adding support for as many as 8 new blockchain networks to ease access to decentralized application, or dApps. These include well-known projects like Bitcoin. You guys heard of Bitcoin, right? Polygon, Solana, as well as Ronin. We have some news about Ronin in a minute. Celo, Nervos, and Cosmos. Polygon dApps are now available in the company's novel Web3 native browser called the Crypto Browser Project on Android and desktop PCs. Early this year, Opera rolled out a public beta version of its new crypto browser project for mobile and desktop services. The browser project is a standalone browser coming with built-in dApp support and non-custodial crypto wallets. Opera's executive vice president of mobile said this: the average web user might still be hesitant to dabble with Web3, but with the integration of Solana, Polygon, and others in our mobile browser, they can now access these technologies from the safety and familiarity of their browser that provides them with decentralized and dedicated Web3 experiences. Robinhood's crypto COO, or Chief Operating Officer, Christine Brown, the top executive within the stock trading app's crypto subsidiary, is leaving the company. She expressed thanks for her time at the company, and she said that she will be starting her own crypto venture, and she confirmed that with Decrypt. She said this: I joined Robinhood when it was under 100 people, before we even offered a crypto product. Watching us grow through IPO and serving more than 22 million users has been the greatest professional experience of my life. Brown has been with Robinhood since 2017 and in April 2021 transitioned from VP of Product Operations to Robinhood's crypto COO, the company's first. Batman NFTs are coming to Ethereum via Palm with planned metaverse perks. Launching on April 26th, the Bat Cowl collection will span 200,000 total NFTs, each depicting a 3D rendition of the superhero's famed mask or cowl. Each NFT will be unique and draw from Batman's 83-year comic book legacy, featuring various combinations of colors, styles, and mask shapes. Each NFT will be priced at $300. Bat Cowl NFTs will be minted on Palm, an Ethereum sidechain scale solution that makes transactions faster, cheaper, and more energy efficient than on Ethereum's mainnet. Backhaul NFT hodlers will have access to a private fan forum on the DC Universe website, along with access to fan events, physical collectibles, exclusive merchandise, and behind-the-scenes content. Batman! I said you'll hear more about Ronin in a minute, and here we have it. Ronin is an Ethereum sidechain developed for the hit NFT game Axie Infinity, and has been targeted in a hack that saw an estimated 625 million dollars worth of cryptocurrency drained from its bridge. Just gone. Bye-bye. How much? 173,600 wrapped Ethereum, which is almost $597 million, and $25.5 million in USDC. Adding up to almost $625 million worth of crypto as of writing. So this exploit, it took place on March 23rd, but we only discovered it today, 6 days later, 7 days later. The attacker used hacked private keys to execute the exploit and thus was able to forge transactions and claim the funds. Have we not seen this enough? We saw Polygon, sidechain of Polygon got hacked for, what, $600 million a couple months ago. We see this, $625 million. This is people's money. Now, I don't know if these are whales with billions of dollars floating around in ETH or hundreds of million dollars floating around in ETH. It doesn't matter. It's people's money. And these things are, in my opinion, at this point, are just negligence. You should have a plan. You should have a plan if you're hacked. You should have insurance. You have should have crypto put away. Maybe you should not have it all in the bridge. Maybe some should be set aside for these instances. Maybe you should have this completely open source so you can test this product over and over and over and over and over again and try to make sure that you're fixing bugs before they happen or exploits. Or I don't really understand what's going on with this. I am not a developer. I'm not a coder. I have no clue how to make these things. I'm just saying that at this point, it's egregious. It's negligence. It's irresponsible. Something has to be done. This, I think, is the biggest news of the day, maybe even the biggest news of the week. Maybe the biggest news of the month, in my opinion. OpenSea confirmed they'll be adding support for NFTs minted on the Solana blockchain. This sounds like petty. Okay, now you can do NFTs on OpenSea. But remember before you had SolSea or any other kind of like a marketplace for Solana exclusive NFTs. And if you wanted ETH NFTs, you went over to OpenSea. Now you can do both on OpenSea. It is like literally becoming the exchange for any NFT. Now, I don't know what else they're going to add or what they could add, but those two are the biggest. Solana is the second largest NFT ecosystem behind Ethereum, with an estimated market cap of $1.5 billion across all kinds of collections. The Solana NFT space grew rapidly last fall on the back of rising collections like Soul Monkeys and Degenerate Apes. And why is this? Solana offers faster, cheaper, more energy-efficient transactions than Ethereum's mainnet. In my opinion, that's a good and a bad. The bad first, the con of it being cheaper, is that there's a lot of shit. It's easy to mint. It's easy to put an NFT up there. There's no transaction fee or gas fee barrier of entry because sometimes those gas fees are restrictive. So you better really want that NFT. I was going to say that ape, but that NFT or whatever, or really want to mint it. But since minting is so cheap and transaction fees or gas fees are so cheap on Solana, obviously the mint is the price set by the creators, but the gas fees or the transaction fees are so cheap that, you know, it's actually kind of fun just to mint stuff. Anyway, OpenSea will now have Solana and Ethereum NFTs on it. I think it's going to launch in April. Let's see when that happens, how easy it is to use. And I want to see the wallet situation and the user interface switching between either, I don't know, Phantom Wallet and MetaMask, or are they create a solution where it's all in one? Who knows? Or you're logged in with both maybe wallets at the same time? Who knows? I can't wait to see how it works. And finally, in the news that I think should bring up some questions, a subsidiary of MicroStrategy just executed a $205 million cash loan using its current Bitcoin hodlings. Silvergate Bank, a San Diego-based bank focused on cryptocurrencies, serviced the loan through Silvergate Exchange Network, SEN, which provides loans for collateralized Bitcoin. And what are they doing with this loan? What is MicroStrategy doing with this loan, a loan that they took as using their Bitcoin as collateral? They are buying more Bitcoin. So they're taking a loan to buy more Bitcoin. I want to know your opinion about that. Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Deemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts. Like, subscribe, share, leave us a comment, and Spotify, smash those 5 stars. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.